Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 20th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down a penny and a quarter at $6.33. May wheat down 9¾ cents at $7.75. And May beans up 9½ cents, closing at $14.86. November beans closed down 4½ cents. The July no spread gained 9½ cents here today, closing at one of the highest levels in a long time here at 157¼. The spread, this was a new high close on the spread. Took out the highs made back at the end of January. And looks like it could move higher, maybe somewhere up to 198 to $2. I'm not sure why the old crop beans were so strong here today. The exports weren't anything, the inspections weren't great. 716, it was better than last week, but still not all that great. No export sales announced here today. The corn the corn inspections number was 1.2 million metric tons. Pretty good number there. The wheat, 374, about what they were looking for. The wheat just keeps getting pounded out here. The Ukrainian-Russian deal for the export corridor. Something was put together. I don't think anything's official yet. It looks like Russia's going to get their 60-day extension rather than the 120-day extension that the Ukrainians wanted out here. But they're certainly not getting any help on their sanctions. The Russians did, I think, what they needed to do in the short run out here. I was surprised to see old crop beans this strong. We had good rains in Argentina. They will help the late planted beans out there. Haven't seen anything out here that would justify the rally in the bean market. The oil was up 50 ticks, but meal was down 330. By the crush, we should have been down about 2 cents out here. So again, I'm a little bit surprised at what we saw here today. Overall, I still think with the funds long as many beans and meal as they are, you've got to be selling the rallies in beans and meal, buying wheat on the breaks, buying corn on the breaks. But the dollar was down 40 ticks. That should have helped the corn and the wheat here a little bit. It really didn't. The dollar looks like it's going to close down 43 ticks at 102.92, so back under 193. The dollar's got to get well under a buck in order to see a little bit of a stimulus to the export market out here. But I think the big news is the Dow rallied off the lows. Overnight, we rallied as much as 850 points to this morning. It's a pretty big rally. I'm not sure exactly, we were down early because Credit Suisse was sold to UBS, and that put the pressure on it overnight. But now the market seems to be happy with that and maybe stemming the tide of some of the problems in the banking industry, though I'm not sure all the shoes have dropped yet. But the Dow's up 300 points, and, it's on a bit of an upswing here today. Certainly the market would act better if there was more confidence in the stock market. So overall, kind of a interesting day. The corn only closed a penny off the highs, the wheat a nickel off the highs, the beans within 2 cents of the highs. So we opened up lower and tried to move it a little bit lower and then rallied it around 9 o'clock and never really looked back after that. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.